Developing Listening Skills. Listening, A Conversation Between Friends. Page 96.
Hi, Larry. Welcome back. How was your trip to Tanzania?
Oh, it was incredible, Sandy. I was actually in both Tanzania and Kenya and saw the wildebeest migration. I saw them crossing the Mara River. I mean, what a sight. They just kept coming and coming. The numbers were overwhelming.
I saw a program about that on TV once. The area you're talking about, it's in the Serengeti National Park, isn't it?
Partly, but the migration isn't restricted to the Serengeti. There are hundreds of thousands of wildebeest, I think, and other animals too. And they migrate around the Serengeti and other parts of Tanzania and Kenya. Altogether, the area is called the Serengeti Mara Ecosystem. It's over 100,000 square kilometers big.
Wow, so much land dedicated to wildlife.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not as much as it used to be. Our guide said that the ecosystem had shrunk to half of its former size because of the growing human population. It'd be ideal if there were enough land for people and for animals, but there isn't.
What do you mean? Isn't it a national park? I mean, doesn't that mean that the animals are protected and that humans are restricted from hurting them?
Well, yeah, but it's a tricky situation. So the Serengeti National Park was established in 1950, and some local hunters called the Akoma people were forced to move outside the park so that they wouldn't interfere with the animals.
Oh, wow. That must have been incredibly difficult for them.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. So nowadays, this group of approximately 3,000 people lives in a village called Robanda, just outside the western gates of the Serengeti National Park. They make a living by selling stuff to the tourists who come to the park. But some people believe they're also hunting, eating, and selling wild animal meat, which is illegal.
Why would they do that?
Well, the meat of wild animals, they call it bush meat in Africa, feeds more than 1 million people in northern Tanzania alone.
No kidding. I see what you mean when you say the situation is tricky. They probably never wanted to move out of the park, and I bet they feel that the Serengeti, in some sense, still belongs to them.
It gets even trickier. There's a very powerful ecotourism group that runs safaris in the Serengeti. They've invested maybe millions of dollars in Tanzania to protect the Serengeti Mara ecosystem and to fight illegal hunting. So they're dedicated to protecting wildlife, but at the same time, they also want to protect their business. Anyway, they've offered to pay the villagers of Robanda to move again.
The villagers can't have been happy about being asked to move again.
Of course not. They love their land, and they have deep roots there. They say the ecotourism company is their enemy, but that's not exactly true.
Why not?
Because the ecotourism company also tries to help the villagers. They build schools, drill new wells, and they provide job training so that villagers are less dependent on bushmeat for survival.
I really hope that some compromise can be reached. I don't want the people of Robanda to be displaced again.
Me too. But at least the animals there are doing all right.
So what kind of animals did you see?
Well, the wildebeest, of course, and zebras, lions, elephants, black rhinos, you name it, I saw it.
What a wonderful trip you had. I'm really jealous. It would be great to go on a trip like that. Can you show me some of your photos?
Sure, but give me some time to edit them, okay? I took more than 2,000 pictures.